Plenty of Fifi, Bev and Nick on the Fox and the Listener app, and get all the big brand vitamins you need for half price at Chemist Warehouse's Vitamin Mayhem Sale. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
101.9. This is the Fox.
It's the secret sausage. Five flavors to guess. It's the secret sausage. Worth 10,000 bucks. If you can guess all five ingredients, you will win. Secret sausage, time to guess.
It is time to guess these five secret ingredients in our secret sausages that you can find at Tasman Butchers will win you $10,000. And we are down to two ingredients. So three have already been guessed consistently. There are two that we are missing. Are you going to name the three, Fev?
Red pepper, garlic, fennel seeds.
Okay, yes. Just double checking that they were the ones. Now, Katrina from Jembrook. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Oh, we're great, and we're pumped about this. We're hoping the $10,000 is yours.
Thank you.
Are you ready to guess?
I sure am.
What are the five ingredients?
I have hickory smoke flavour.
What?
Garlic, coriander, fennel seeds, and red pepper.
A little bit of hickory smoke flavour.
Okay.
Yeah, I reckon I can taste hickory.
Okay, yeah.
It's hickory.
What is it?
I know the nursery rhyme, but not the...
It's like a... I do lots of barbecuing.
It's a bit Southern American, like, isn't it? Down south,
yeah,
they have hickory.
It's a smoky flavour.
Down Alabama.
I didn't know that was a thing that you could add.
Yeah, hickory.
Yeah, you can. If you get in a lot of spices and rubs, and Tasman Meats actually does a flavour of hickory and cracked pepper.
You've done your research,
Mate,
Katrina.
We finally found something that Nick doesn't know, and it's a brilliant.
Now, Leon knows the five ingredients. This is, of course, on top of the pork, the beef, the salt, and the pepper. Leon, how did Katrina go?
Katrina.
Yep.
It's not the secret sausage. Four correct.
Yeah, coriander. Coriander for sure.
Coriander, garlic, or hickory were right. It could be hickory.
I'm going to tell you the four that are correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good.
Oh, right. Take us off echo. Whoa.
Ooh, okay. Sorry.
We're on radio, bro.
Four that are correct are garlic, coriander, fennel seeds and red pepper.
Okay, so Melbourne, there is one ingredient you need to guess now to win $10,000. It is that easy.
I reckon it's onion.
No, I'm sure people have been saying onion powder. Or
that is incorrect.
That is not the secret sausage. If you do know it, make sure you get on fox.com.au and register, because that 10K.
Yeah, I thought it might be a Worcestershire sauce, but I think someone's guessed that too. Leon's off mic.
Sorry, I'm just organising your tickets.
Worcestershire sauce. Keep guessing.
Okay.
Register on our website right now.
Hey, Melbourne. Take the guilty splash.
Two nights. Crown Towers, Melbourne.
Or risk it.
I'll take the safe bet.
For a mystery cash prize.
$5,000.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Fifi, Feb, and Nix. Guilty pleasures. Register your guilty pleasure online now at fox.com.au. The winning continues 7 a.m. and all day while you work on the Fox.
We here on the Fifi, Feb and Nick show, we've got a wonderful team of producers, and our new producer Renee has joined the team. With a skill, Renee, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, guys.
Now, you have brought in a box of tarot cards, is that right?
Yeah, these ones aren't too hippie. They're the animal spirit guide cards.
And so
what?
You...
All right. A little bit hippie. Hold on. It gets worse.
I had to ease you into it.
Yeah.
And so, I've just got to point out straight away that Renee, who you're replacing, Casey, producer, Casey from Frankston, never brought in tarot cards.
No. Didn't.
I think they're illegal in Frankston.
Fitzroy, they're safe.
These tarot cards, I believe, can tell us what our animal spirit is. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you've just got to draw one card, and then each card has like a bit of a different description as to what that card means.
How much money do we put in the pot?
Zero.
How does this work?
I keep getting the pig. I've drawn the pig twice in the last week. So
the vegan eater.
Yeah, yeah. I've been on the pizza.
All right, let's do
now, this.
This
is fun. Okay, so Fev,
I'll be a rhino.
You
or an
pick a card. Let's start with Fev.
So you need to hold it up to your heart.
Oh, God.
And then go through and pick one card. Shut your eyes. That's welcome here.
This is great.
Yep. All right, Nick, your turn.
Ooh. We've never had a Nick.
That's not real.
Hold it.
Just hold it on your heart, Fev.
Don't reveal.
You hold it on your heart. This is great.
All right, Fifi, you're up.
Okay, beautiful. So hold the pack to my heart, close my eyes, lioness. And just pick any card.
Look at her. That's a lion.
One's good. Okay, I got that one.
All right. Fev, what have you got?
A mouse.
A mouse? Hey, there's a mouse in the house. What does it say?
It says, you're overlooking some important details, so pay closer attention to what's going on.
Ooh.
Mm.
You're a mouse.
What do you mean? The man with four What's kids that plays 8 hours a cot a day. Might be overlooking some things.
I have this book in my hand that has more descriptions on each of the animals. But, yeah, Nick, what do you have?
A condor.
Oh, that's good.
You're a snake.
Is sick.
I like it. What does it say?
You're too enmeshed in this situation. So step back and see the bigger picture before making any decisions or taking action.
Ooh, what does that mean for
that's
you?
That's deep.
You're too enmeshed in this situation. My wife's heavily pregnant.
You can't get out of that.
Luch, I've got to step back to the Goldie for a weekend with the boys, I've got to figure this out.
Okay, here we go. Condor. I've got a zebra. That's nice. I like that. Let go of your fear and know that you are safe and protected at all times.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Yep. And you've kind of got an animal print on here today.
I look a bit like a zebra.
Tell me this doesn't work. Come on.
Okay, I like that.
Hold on, is that the end of the game?
No, we can read through them, but it's quite lengthy.
Yeah, mate, we've got plenty. We've got 40 minutes. We've got 40. I want to know what this stupid mouse is. It's little.
It's not a stupid mouse.
It is.
The mouse is
mouse.
You're a mouse. I'm a zebra, and Nick's a condor.
I'm a condor.
It's really impressive.
You'd fly down and eat me. Give it to me.
Pay closer attention to other people's body language, how they move, their gestures, facial expressions, and general posture. When you focus not only on what individuals are saying, but also on their body language, you'll find that you are considerably more, you have considerably more information that you can use to understand what they're really trying to communicate.
He's looking at my body language, Renee, trying to figure out what I'm trying to say.
She's looking at me right there.
With this card include caution, details, alertness, efficiency, thoughtfulness, and determination, and nitpicking.
Yeah. Now I'm just looking at
definitely alertness.
I'm looking at Fiona's body language, and she's looking at me saying, "Why would you make her read that? Because we should be going to an ad."
I am going to wrap this up. 101.9
The Fox. I've moved, and when you move, you unpack, you pack, you unpack, and it's disgusting. It's the worst job in the world. Now, I haven't cooked since we've been back. No cooking.
Yeah.
And when I was staying down the peninsula, my favourite thing to do was to order Uber Eats. And we all know, Nick, I don't know if you've known yet, but I don't think we've spoken about it. I was 0.1% number one user of Uber Eats in Australia over 18 months, $36,000 worth. Fiona Box was about $3,000, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
And I topped it. I was beating companies just around a little house. Just a little humble home in Brighton East. So the last three and a half...
mum and pop eaters.
Yeah,
you know,
last 3.5 months... No ordering Uber Eats. Doesn't order down there.
They must be sending you emails.
A couple of people lost their jobs. I literally pay someone's wage. Now, I'm back. I'm back on Uber Eats. I have not stopped ordering since Saturday.
Really?
Oh, it's the best. How good.
What cuisine? What have you been after?
Oh, mate, I've gone to Japanese. Yep. Last night we did a bit of charcoal chicken, did Nando's for lunch. It's the best. But down there, I cooked every night because there was no takeaway.
You're wonderful.
It was. It was nostalgic.
That's
it was nice. But... Is that right?
To move into
nostalgic's
that.
Nostalgic's not right, but it was close.
Move into that.
Hang on. Fix the nerve up in my brain in the frontal lobe. But I'm back on Uber Eats, guys. I'm back. Someone else has just been hired around our area. The drivers are going, he's back.
I saw some photos. You've put up some photos of the new place. Was there an article about the house that you bought? And to walk into that beautiful house and just look at that kitchen and go, yuck, I need a quarter chicken and chips.
We're actually getting it renovated. No, we are. We're getting it knocked down right straight away. It's the worst part of the house.
Not using it.
No, not using it. 101.9
The Fox. This is a great day today for many reasons, but mainly because it is 15 years since one of the most epic television fails occurred. It's one of my favourite viral videos. We're going to play the audio in case you never saw this. It was in the UK. on the BBC. The BBC run a news service in the morning, so they speak to politicians, prime ministers, and they were talking politics, and they invited a commentator to come on and to break down, I don't know, whatever the element of this political issue was. And unfortunately, I'll tell you the behind-the-scenes story. So they brought the wrong person on set.
Oh, that's right.
So a man called Guy Gomer, he had turned up at the television station. He was a computer technician. Yeah. He was going to help them fix the computers in the office. So he's in reception, but one of the producers has walked out to reception, seen him sitting there and thought he was the guest. Ushered him onto the set. So imagine this. You're a computer technician just coming to fix a hard drive in the office. And the next minute you are sitting on set talking across Britain on a live television show.
Well, Guy Cuney is the editor of the technology website News Wireless. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come on me because I was not expecting that. When I came, they told me something else and I'm coming. You got an interview there, so it's a big surprise anyway.
A big surprise.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah.
Sacre bleu.
It was, because I used to go on the show, Thank God You're Here. That is the equivalent of Thank God You're Here. Yeah. What would you do in that circumstance? And I thought he played along
well. He done well.
But because it is 15 years since that happened, I thought, why not put a list together of some epic TV fails?
Maybe he's got a list this morning.
Bit of fun. I'm going to stay in the UK. This was during a cross to a reporter in the UK covering the election. And he was standing there on the street, but you will hear a very enthusiastic punter out enjoying the election too.
But what we can say is that it looks for him in Uxbridge also something where there may be some concern. He had a 12,000 majority here.
12,000!
It's now down to 5,000.
5,000!
Some people think it won't happen again.
It won't happen again!
Thanks very much, Tim. Lots of people trying to get in on the act there.
I love the
repeating
people.
Repeating everything.
I'm a bit of a news hype man.
Yeah.
That should happen more. Just when Sam Max doing the weather. Top of 17 today.
17!
In at number two, a wonderful political reporter, Paul Bongiorno.
Ooh, yeah.
You turned to Paul during an election here in Australia.
Retired.
Always crossing from Canberra. Well, this was an update from Canberra that none of us expected.
Paul, there are reports the reshuffle has moved six cabinet ministers from the Gillard camp to the Rudd camp. So is she in big trouble?
Well, Lexi, I've been searching all day and I can't find six. I can't find that either. I can't find six.
Good on him, Paul.
Bit of fun.
He's rolled with it.
Political.
I like that.
Reporter. And then, now this is a classic. We've played this before. It is a lot of fun. Speaking of weather presenters, back when Steve Jacobs was doing the weather for the Today Show, he was holding a rooster. Now listen out to the, I mean, it's going to be very obvious. Listen to the bit where he gets attacked by the rooster.
This is a big black Australop cockerel, one of 500 birds that are being judged today at the show. I'll tell you more later.
I haven't seen the video, but I reckon I know.
Oh, it's so good.
And then
easy to pinpoint when that cockerel is turned.
Special mention. And it seems a bit rough doing this because, Nick Cody, you are one of Australia's finest stand-up comedians and only one to have graced one of the biggest chat shows in the US, Conan O'Brien. Cherry-picked, hand-picked you to perform on his television show.
I did. Play a song, Josiah. Let's go. Good call, Fee. I love it. Thanks for getting around me.
Everyone in the United States was watching. Conan gives you a great intro. How's his fantastic comedian from Down Under?
I hope you weren't nervous.
I stumbled a word. Stumble. Should we enjoy the stumble? I mean, this is great comedy, but let's please enjoy the stumble.
The older the house is, the more she finds it cute. Oh, Nick, look at that. That house is from the 1840s, isn't that cute? Oh, it's just so cute. I'm like, no, you know what's cute? Air conditioning. Air conditioning's cute. Good water pressure, that's cute. I guarantee it's not happening in that old house. You're going to get in the shower and think, am I washing myself? Or is there an old stroke victim dribbling on me from the roof?
Stumbled. Dribble on the word dribbling is pretty great.
That's a funny bit, though.
What, dribbling on the word dribbling?
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I nailed it, didn't I?
You meant to do that. It was the best bit.
I certainly did.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
This is good news for Fev, Nick. I think he'll appreciate this. Hello.
What, finishing early?
No. You've still got another hour and 20 minutes to go. No, we have drawn attention to your addiction over the last few weeks.
You're going to have to face it. You're addicted to cars.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
You are addicted to the video game Call of Duty, where you and your mates, grown adult men, there are some children involved too, obviously, that should be at school. You put your headsets on, you sit at the computer for 8 hours a day, pretending you're in a war zone.
Yeah. Pew, pew,
I'm
pew.
Having withdrawals because I've moved. I've got no internet, not till July or June 2nd.
So you haven't played COD for how many days?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm getting all these because I've given them my number, so they message me.
Oh, hello, new friends.
Whatever. It's good. Where are you, bro? Missing you on, and Alex is like, this is part of the problem because you forget about it and then you get a message.
Do they send Alex messages? Can Brendan come and play guns?
And she writes back, he's grounded.
Naughty boy.
Now, this is good news for you, though, because a group of Australian employment experts have said that video gaming could actually help you with jobs and getting a job in the future.
Beautiful. What way? I need that.
Well, apparently the skills gained from the everyday activities on these Call of Duty games, like
swearing at children on a headset.
Apparently are learning to strategize,
the old person.
Strategize,
solve problems and communicate with others.
It's
which
like
are,
a game of chess.
These are things desired by future employers. Yeah.
Got to be a couple of plays ahead. You got
critical
to talk to people.
Critical thinking is going on in these video games that is apparently admired and wanted by future employers.
It's very strategic. When you play, you got to outsmart, outwit, outlast
the 12-year-olds.
You're up against. 101.9 The Fox.
There is a woman who claims to have been abducted by aliens 52 times in her life. She has, and Fev, wait for it. She can prove it. She has she has the bruises to prove it. Her name is Paula. She's from Yorkshire. She's an English woman.
Oh, that's where my mum's from. Up north.
Karen's never been abducted by aliens there when she was back in Yorkshire.
I thought mum was the craziest one to come out of Yorkshire, but anyway, sorry, Karen, you're down to number two. Paula's up top.
She has shown a slideshow of what she's prepared. She's doing, I think, some sort of tour over there in the UK. She's talking about what happened to herself.
Oh, man.
Move tickets.
Like, now, if you said once, I'd be like, I'd believe once more than I would 52 times.
She can tell you what happened. The first time was in 1982. She was in the woods. It was completely silent. The blue sky went blood red. She soon realised that it wasn't a movie because why would it be? She was in the woods. She talks about the propeller blades from an aeroplane, so like the UFO coming to Earth.
Yeah. Jeez, that's an old UFO. You want jet engine UFO. I don't want to see propellers on an intergalactic spacecraft.
Have they got better? When was the last time she was abducted? Like, is it an actual shuttle now? Or is
No, she's very... I've
nice
got to be honest.
Lads.
I've read all about this.
Really
she's
progressed
very
up there
vague.
In space.
She's a bit too vague for me with her details. But this was to give you an insight into what happens.
She's really trying to sell it.
No, I'm not. And I'm actually not trying to sell this. And there's a reason we're doing this. Because... And you know how much I love our producers. They're the backbone of this show.
This will be a Leon story. Oh, 100%.
Leon said to me, you know what we should do, Fee? This story's so amazing. Why don't we do a We Got One?
Oh, that'll
work. And we get somebody to call in who's been abducted by aliens. I said to Leon, well, Leon, nobody is going to call.
No.
That is the most ridiculous idea for a We Got One. Now, if you're not familiar with our segment, We Got One, it goes like this.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one, one caller.
We got one!
Leon has backed this. What did you say to me earlier this morning, Leon?
I guarantee we will get calls for this.
We have some interesting calls, listeners.
Not just someone, one of your mates, you get Ian to ring up and go, just pretend you got done so Fee and Fev to go.
So we believe...
Yeah?
$100.
Yeah?
You think you're going to bet $100 that we get somebody calling the show that's been abducted by an alien?
I bet you $1,000. And it's got to be a real story.
Well, there's two issues there. You can't clarify it too. I haven't got $1,000.
Well, you wanted to bet. I didn't start the betting.
As Fev just said, this will ruin our show. I mean, it's a very bold prediction by an executive
producer.
I'll
bet you lunch somewhere.
Prove me wrong, Melbourne.
I'll bet you dinner Thursday night.
Please gamble responsibly.
So, Melman, you heard this. The idea is you call us if you've been abducted by an alien. I can't believe we're doing this on the show. I fought this. I said this is silly.
Well, you're the boss.
He's the executive producer.
He's not the boss.
He scoffed. He laughed. He went, are you kidding? Of course we'll get calls. Mm. I'm not quite sure what's happened, but Leon, we got one! Is it the same when I whisper, we got one?
It's amazing. Could have been an alien doing that.
Now, Lauren from Deer Park. Lauren, have you been abducted by an alien?
No, I haven't been abducted by an alien.
Oh,
I'm in labour, though.
Oh, what? Hang on a second. Oh, because in our intro, you know how we play the intro, we ask this question.
Are you in labour right now?
Ah, very good.
So, Lauren... You haven't been abducted by aliens, but you're in labour right now.
Yes, I'm on my way to the hospital. My borders have broken.
My partner
just got all these snacks.
What's going on? How are you feeling?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm pretty good for now.
Are you driving yourself?
No, he's driving me. We're on the way there now.
Is this your first, Lauren?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Are you nervous? What are you going through?
I'm petrified.
Oh, Lauren, this is the most exciting.
You'll go great, mate. It's going to be awesome.
Easy.
Awesome.
Lauren, the best thing that's ever going to happen to you. You are about to have a human come out of your body. This is amazing.
Looks like a bit of an alien when it comes out at the start, the babies, don't they?
Maybe the baby. That's the call.
That's
the baby's going to feel like it's been abducted.
Got to take it comes out.
Yeah, maybe my baby might get abducted by an alien.
No.
Have you told all your friends and family that you're in labour, Lauren?
Have I told them all? I've told the ones that are closest. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Well,
we're still here.
We'll just do a shout out now. Yeah. Lauren's in labour, guys.
Do you know what the baby is? Do you know what sex it is?
Yeah, she's a girl.
Congrats.
She's
girls
so
are the best.
Lauren, think about it right now. That little
Fifi.
Her little
you
head.
You want to give me some names?
Yeah.
Fifi.
Her little brain. She's pushing her way into the world. Guys, this is. I'm going to get emotional. I love this stuff.
She's the best.
She's pushing her way out.
Monique. Monique. Little Monique. Beautiful name.
I was thinking of Riley.
Riley,
your choice.
Nice, yeah. You know what, Lauren? You absolutely do not be swayed by radio announcers at this important
little
time in your life.
Little Philly, that's what I wanted.
You never know; it could be a Monique. You don't know. I might.
Monique's a beautiful name. I wanted to call Toby Philadelphia Philly.
Did you?
That's cute.
Yeah, little Philly.
I like that.
Philly's cute.
Philly's beautiful.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, but that's the name. Well, you're Fiona. We call you Fifi.
Yeah. Well, Philadelphia.
Little Philly.
It's a state.
Yeah.
In
little
America.
Little Philly got shut down pretty
cream
quick.
Cream cheese. Yeah, she gets some creamy nicknames.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lauren, this you've got far too much going on in your life to worry about our chat at the moment. Good luck. Really exciting.
I'm someone that got abducted by an alien. Hopefully.
Well, you may have, I mean, Lauren, this has eclipsed what was going to be a really disappointing day for Leon, who thought we would get lots of calls about aliens. Leon, anything you'd like to say in closing this segment?
If we hadn't done this, we wouldn't have spoken to Lauren, so you're welcome.
Oh, wow.
Good turnaround.
Okay.
I wonder what sort of snacks she got, Boxy.
What snacks did you get, Lauren?
What snacks did you get? He got like all these chips. What else did you get, Ryan? Chocolates, lollies. I'm going to have a
Is that what happens
time.
When you...
It's
I,
have
I haven't been in labour. Yeah. I needed to get C-sections. Yeah. I wasn't too posh to push. It was an issue with my placenta. Yeah. But, Lauren, is that what happens? Do you eat snacks while you're giving birth?
Well, my sister-in-law was like, snacks. It's all you need to take. And I was like, okay. So now I'm just stocking up on snacks.
You know what? Not enough people do a zero birthday party.
Yeah.
Like, that baby's rolling out. There'll be balloons.
Snacks. Instead of shots.
Grab the Fifi, Ferb and Nick podcast anytime on the Listener app. And grab all the big brand cosmetics you need for half price at Chemist Warehouse's Cosmetic Mayhem Sale. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. 101, this is the fun.